What's up, Murray? Sugya of the Metalcha Mason Shabbos, Akuzan Sugya's Nigamara, with a Sugya Dachim Gimel on the Bays, that brings down the Mason Mutul for Kamel, to Machlikis Rab and Shmuel, if Dafka Kikur Tinnik, even Tiltum Natsad. We pass my Rab, only Kikur Tinnik. It was a second case, it came to, made this Bachlis upon Tanoim, by Mason the Delayko, Mason side of fire. The Bachlik of Shul Ben Lakish and the Chachamim. He once said, no, the Kluy Alma, the Lacha Tiltum Natsad is Shmei Tiltum. However, since the Odom will boil upon a mace, they will come to be Makel. That means it comes out according to Shmuel, him that he all Tiltum Natsad is Loy Shmei Tiltum. Therefore, the Lacha will be really to Bachlik of Shul Ben Lakish and the Chachamim, of Chachis Tanoim. But according to Rab, the Kluy Alma is Shmei Tiltum. Therefore, simply by Tileko, will come to be Makel. In the third sugya, and that's our Dalit and Meis, a Meis multiple bizarin, where Rashi explains either like a Leika or Chama. We have, so the Nachman, you can bring it out to a case of a Kamlis, Gadol, Kovod, Abrius. Those are three sugyas. Go to the order of the Shulchan Aruch. First case is a Meis multiple the Leika, in a fire. We pass him like a Pewdie Malakish, the Gemara says that way very clearly. And when Matzel, a Meis, before that Leika. The question here is, we're discussing Tiltum and Atzad. What about a Tiltum Gomer? You cannot do Tiltum and Atzad. You have two beds, one to do it to another. Can you do a Tiltum Gomer? So the Torah starts over this question over here. They point out before the Medrash and Seichel Toy that says only Tiltum and Atzad. The Rif goes this way, and the Beis Yosef brings down the Rosh B'Shem, the Ben Yoino, that only have a head of Tiltum and Atzad by a Mason and Delayko. Atzad Hasheni takes this on the page. He points out, the Gemara says Tiltum and Atzad Lukul Alma Shmei Tiltum. Why not say the Kulama Loi Shmei Tiltum? Almai, even if it's a Shmei Tiltum, still you're right beside the Leiko. You also, even a Tiltum Gomer, you have a right beside the Leiko. Therefore, the Beis Yosef being done, that's the Rambam Shito. The Torah says that's how his father goes. The Balamar, the Ravon, the Ramban, Smak, and Rebbe Shem go. Even a Tiltum Gomer, Almai says Mutter. Oh, the coming of the Torah, he brings down Rashi Shito. The Mavuchel, where exactly is Rashi? That means you see the Magi in the Torah. He points out, where exactly is this Rashi that told the Gomer is mutter? The Kormisam on the Rosh says, we have no such Rashi. The way the Prima Gomer says, we have Rashi that Mem Gimel. The Beis Meir says, we have Rashi in Yuma that Behei. The Neit Sien says, we have Rashi that Tzadik Dalet. The Beis Yireim says, Toi Sofer, it means the Re. The Beis Arosim will say, Tzor Chloim, it's Rashbam. Prima Mavuchel, where exactly this Rashi is. Next year, if we have a Rashi or not, we'll be showing them, passing like the Torah and the Rosh. That's how Mechava goes this way, Lach L'maisel, L'kulo. The Lach is that we do have a Heter Tiltum Gomer. That means it comes out the Mechava, a Kal Kal Tchilo. Number one, Kikir V'tinik. Number two, by a Tlekik, not do Kikir V'tinik, you do Tiltum Atzad. Number two, can not do Tiltum Atzad, you do Tiltum Gomer. And Moshe Mazalman does point out, why in the world do Kikir V'tinik first and then Tiltum Atzad? Because Tiltum Atzad is a Tavir Isser, it's not a real good Heter. But let's say we should get the Lach and Sif Hei. That says Tiltum and Tzad Tzorich Mekoyim is Mutter, like the old regular did. A Kamatz of Shlomo Zalman by Tleika Tiltum and Tzad will go before Kikir V'tinik. That's a real good heter. If we always do Tiltum and Tzad Tzorich Dovah heter, so by the Mason Tzorich Dovah Isser. That means the Mechab and Sif Alvin discussing the case with not Tzorich Mekoyim. Otherwise, Tzorich Mekoyim Tiltum and Tzad be first, and then Kikir V'tinik.
Why is it Tzorich
Mekoyim? You're not coming to use the Mekoyim.
No,
come to Mechab. If you have an akimto, if you have, you have a case. Yeah, if you need, don't have it. Now, negate Tleiko says the Mechaba's words are lack ba'isa rishus. Only the heter in that rishus. The first question over here is: by Tleiko, do you have a heter to bring into another rishus? So Rashi that Zagdal by the Meis Mutu Bezoyin, his akimto is what Tleiko. So Rashi clearly holds that you have a heter even to a case of a karmelus. No problem there. And therefore, the Mishmurah has a list that way, the Kapasas way, the Taz, and the Tosu Shabbos, and the Bach, and the Eli Rabo, and making the person know that you have a heter, lav dafko to Eis Rishus, to any Rishus, but they have Leiko, you can metal to it. Just the Baruchho, what is the Mechab when he said by Leiko Eis Rishus? What does he mean? That? I said the Carmelis. Right? I didn't get to Rishus Ram, yeah. But Hashem. In the worst case, it's a Carmelis. The only Carmelis, you have a heter. Now, there's a question what to go do with the words of the Mechab by Leiko, do you have a heter? The Mogar Vam says in a simple reading of the Mechaber is, Dr. this is Shus, and the Kamel will not have a heter.
I have had to mace mutu bezoin, you want to talk dalit. The words of the Magabram, the leka hachu bezoin and mace nisrof. There is no bezoin when the mace gets burnt. Smelling is a bezoin, stinking is a bezoin. But getting burnt, the mace is not a bezoin. It's a chiddush, mace why is not a bezoin over here. The way how the Taz wants to bring down Lavosh, the words of the Mechab is a Tari Sefer. The way how the Mishmur brings down another Pshat from the Oil Shabbos, and also, like in the Taz, it depends when it says Oysir Shus. The Loch is, you need a case of a kick of a tenek, not Oysir Shus, it depends upon the Machalikas and the Sef Bezal here. A fourth Pshat in the Paiskim, the Loch brings down the Green, the Mechab is Chizer. In Sif Aleph, someone went like a Rambam, Sef Bezal went like teaches Rashi over here. A fifth Malach is a Taz Malach. Wants to say over here that you have to look for a term, otherwise you can talkle it. That means a big mavucha in the mechaber. Does he mean dafka, or he's chayzer, or he means a different pshat to the mechaber? Again, echshia, any malach you have in the mechaber, the poskim is certainly clearly poskim, like it says in Rashi and the Sarek Dalet. The loch is, mitzad leiko, is nichal neget a bezoin, therefore neget a carmelis, you're right to talkle it, al shem yechaba. The second kip to the mechaber is a mace mutul mechamo. That means we're in the case of the lake and a fire mechaber. That something's going to come and make it smell. That we passing like rav. That we hold tilt mezad is shmei total, and therefore we only have a heter kikir v'tenek. Now, what exactly is the definition of tilt mezad? Especially after the mechinu we'll get back to as through the aloch and semches. The aloch of tilt mezad sartova iser is also sartova heter is mutter. The geta chamo or the lake of etzim will have a specific heter. Otherwise, that's called kfolius. We'll have to find what that means, Be'ez Hashem, next week. Now, you could say, why by the case of Dleika, or the case of Carmelis, we get involved, we do have a heter if there's no kikir tinnik, and over here we need dafka case of kikir tinnik. Mishmur says, we saw the signal of loy plug. Since it's an optional kikir tinnik, therefore, to move it from the case of the chamo, you need kikir tinnik. That means it comes out very simple in Sivalov. The Tetzel is very simple. Deleika, Shem Yichabo. Then we have a bunch of Torah. Number one, Kikim Atenik. Number two, Tiltu Matzad. Number three, Tiltu Gomer. We have no Chash to Shem Yichabo. You only want to move it, we say that they are Chamo. The Zoyin the Mace, only Kikim Atenik. Now, what does it mean, Kikim Atenik? Where exactly are you putting it? So, the words of the Magavram, we're talking about the Mishnah Berurah, does not mean Dafka on top of the Mace. It means even on the side of the Mace. The words of people are going to wind dafka on the side. If can't, we want a dafka on the side. It's a bzoin to put a kicker, a loaf of bread, atop of the mace. It's a bzoin. If can't, it's better to put it on the side. And therefore, because the place can go this way, that's either on top or on the side. The Gamma points out the chaznish, the way the Chudashoni explains, that that's not really so. Because if that's true, you're putting it on the side, you have a bosses, you have a mito holding up a kicker and a mace. So loch is to take off the kicker if you want the kicker. You want to say the lumdus over here, how Chazal sub miyuchad by a mace, is that the... Sorry?
The
metam
of the bread that's on the mace?
No, it's not the metam of the bread. No ruach ra. Now, they do point out that, says the Chaznish, the Chor, that the idea we want over here is that the mace is a basis to the kicker. And therefore, as Cain, we have a chavis has a heter top, with the isa top, it's a tuffle thing on top. Chazal saying up, a kicker tindic, we want to look this stockless. It'll be a basis holding up the thing on top. Therefore, says the Chadash, we want dafka, that the kicker to be on top of the mace. Dafka. Otherwise, side by side, what's the side over here? Now, obviously, the whole machlik is dafka when you have a bed. If there's a mace on the floor, Dovna Malach, a ladder, there's no way to put it on the side. Every degree is side is to put it on top. I mean, it's clearly Gemara putting it on top works. That's Dovna Malach. The question is it better when you have a bed put on the side? That's the machlik, Mishnebrua versus the Chadash. And most of them, were like the Mishnah Berurah, you put it on the side, we say, forget us, the Zoyin of the Mace. Now, when they say, this case in a kicker and tinnik, so first they point out how to be practical. Now, mice, it does happen. People will die 1 out of 7 days. They don't exactly pick out the choice of when to die. And I've heard Tom's places in New York, in Harnof, people pass away Friday night, or 2 days Yontif. One of the Rabbi Yeshiva told me his grandmother passed away first night to Little Seder, they had 2 days. And the problem is you have to move them. If you leave them around Friday night, they start smelling very quickly. The neighbors certainly do not appreciate it. It's not nice. It's a bazillion. They get rigid quickly, and they start smelling inside of bed. So the eight says, you pick them up, you put them on the floor. Eretz Yisrael has wonderful cold floors. And you keep them on the floor, and mice says, no problem. You have an air conditioner or a cold room. It's very good. So the Sram told me that, what do you do? He said, that was Lala Seder. You couldn't put a kicker there. So you put a matzah. Very simple. You put a matzah next to the bed. And they, well, on top of the Isha actually, and they picked it up and put it on the floor. Now, the way to go do it, said the Tosfos Shabbos, you have to take a lechem that's choshev. Has to be something that you're picking up, not a small little piece. You want to say a kikkur gadol or a chatich shalom over here. And also, they point out you have to make sure the kikkur does not become moist. When it comes moist, it comes muksum. The evilist form say you wrap it up. Something shaykh to be eaten over here. Now, the oilum says do not use a tinnik practically. The kikkur gets overwhelmed. People don't really appreciate it. But the standard mahalach is that we use kikkur over here. The Abiy Omer points out over here, if we're saying over here that there's a bayam which had tumud ruach ra, then it came muksum. This right is a fact that the Ilum says he's a kicker, there is no Ruach Ra, and not be moist from Chazam, we don't see no Makar for Ruach Ra on it, even if it's more to be eaten. Now you don't have to eat it. It's really, it has to be really to be eaten. You can give it a person who doesn't know about it, you might have knowledge in the Shaila if you're allowed to do that or not. But the Etzim, it has to be something that's really to be eaten.
Yeah, but
Mishur is the Kol Chikr. We'll get to the other Etzim. First, what says Kicker Tenek? Other Chavatim, we see is Machlaikis. We'll get to Beth Hashem. We'll get to Sifdal and Sifrei. What the Olam does, and the Olam tells me very simple, is mice, they take a kicker and they move it through the case of a kicker, you wrap it up, you put it next to the mito, or on top of the person, and they pick up the person and put them on top of the floor. Now the Nuki Arachim says, you do not have to see the kicker. You can put it underneath a blanket, underneath it. You don't have to, that be nicked. As you said, it has to be a bosses, and you don't have to show everyone, oh, there's a kicker here, or there's a lechem on top of the person. You put it underneath, don't mavaz the person, that itself is beseder. Now, I could ask you a question. We're trying to move the mace over here. Sometimes we would have the mace, sometimes the base. It's mitzav bezoin of the chayim. It's not nice. So, what do you have a heter? Mitzav graf shuri. Stam, your bein achayim, shukroch the base is crossing, posh not nice. So, why is only a heter graf? Kain, the bialoch and simon tovkov chavov, brings down the meiri and bein davov. It says you have a nafel in a house on Yontif. It says, go metalka graf shuri. Before Shemir, that way, it's a graf. And Besson, there's a menorah Torah over here by the Simon, discussed this question. He gets involved and tells us to Yisurim, tells Tumukstam, and tells us to give us a shus. My son is a question of Chaim Kvievsky, and he wrote back to us, Ein zen nikush of graf shuri. Who the side of here is, the graf shuri is what? It's garbage, it's zevel. Mitzat fakir, the geta mace. We have in the Kovod Abrius. That means we're taking out the Zevel, why can't Kovod Abrius be telling us? Here, forget we have a chiv to mechabed the mace. You have to give cover to it. We do not treat the idea of a mace garbage. A nafel is not a human being, that's halacha. Otherwise, a stami, a person, he's not garbage, even when it's chai or when he's mace. Therefore, we won't have this head over here. I see now the Pesach Ketubah is being down, Maganis Elio, the same side, being down the person that's halacha Kim, Kim Ketubah together the graph. Gami ends up tzarechim. That's a sfora shemoi. You don't have a head of a graph. You have to come on. You say this out to matavol as kikur tinnik ukedaima. Now in Sibbeis we have a sugya over here of a mace that's masriach. Come on the Gemara and bring down. Rav Nachman says you can bring it out to a karmelis. The case of mace masriach. Rashi says the case of galeka, the case of kamel. Now, fact the Gemara karmelis. I even according to Shimon that he holds machlokes and sugya gufa is not chayiv. So called service is drop on him. The Gemara answers, even according to Yehuda, circle, so the Carmel says a drop on him. And there he says, the God will cover the Brias, that's very good, what Loisa say. Rashi says, what Loisa say? Loisa also. You have to know why Rashi did that for the words against drop on over here. Rashi says, Loisa also. Now, this head over here, of being metautal, Bezoyin, is it a case where it really is Masriach? Or only in a situation, is it only in a case it really is Masriach? Or even in a situation where it's going to be Masriach? So again, it's very clear, it's a machlokes over here, by the basis we examine. Rashi cases Bechamel. The point of Rashi is even before it's Masriach. The Ram, the Torah went away. Atzal Hashem, the Rambam, his halacha says, Dafkin Loshim, when it really is Masriach. That's Loshim the Mechaber. I mean, they point out, was the case of, is it a case of before being Masriach, or Dafkin the case is Masriach, the Mechaber took on Loshim of the Rambam, already is. Mashenkin the Ramo took on the Loshim of Rashi and the Torah. And that's how the Mishmur Paskin Sukkot Nehi very clearly. The Loch is even before it's Masriach. Masriach Paskin. Now we're saying over here to take it out to the Carmelis. The Carmelis you need to take out with the Kikur Atinik. They point out, Mitzad the Sugar Total Moksa, you need Kikur Atinik. Mitzad Aitsa, Kikur Atinik makes things worse. Being Moisiv and Aitsa. So the question again to Carmelis for a character, is the person not to Kikur Atinik? Not to Moisiv and Aitsa? No, whatever can Masak be Masakin. And therefore, Kamal al-Tilkum Mukso, use the case of Kikur Tinnik. So the Rabban, wrote down by the Priskin, Torah, Bigzam, Salocha, Ashaila, Rabban says halacha is you should not use a kikatinik because your chumrah is maybe that kula. The rich maybe went this way. Atzad Hashani Rashi says in the sugya by Tzadal Meis says Rashi kikatinik before Shavuot. And then for the Rashi, but the Rambam say the case of kikatinik, the mechaber, the tour, they bring down two shitas, two shitas over here. Halacha lemaisa the mishabrua brings down the El Rabo, who seems to be machria. Since Hamir Poiskim passed in the local there is Dafka de Kikotinik. Says the Mishnah from the other Rabbah, let's say you cannot have a Kikotinik, don't have the option. Echnami can be Mechel even without a Kikotinik. Well, Bia can repask it, even the Karmelis, the Loch is a Kikotinik. Now brings the next stage. What about with Shusser Rabbin? Can you be Matal to the Mesh Shusser Rabbin, whether with a Tinik, Chayna is a Zatzboy, without a Tinik? So they point out to the Cheshman of the Gemara that the Loch there is. That you are saying to you, move to Kamlis is a mocha she'in tzrich l'gufay, and therefore it's mutter. If so, be the chesh from the Gemara, the same idea over here of moving to Shusser Rabbim, once we paskin, like if Shimon, mocha she'in tzrich l'gufay, should be mutter. I mean, even though the Gemara came along, there will be who disagrees by the case of a Kamlis, because that's the Rabbanon, but once we pass like if Shimon, it should come out here also that even the Shusser Rabbim should be mutter. Meister Abab brings down this question, he the Meister wants to be Mekel. Tarashini brings down the Benechananel. He says to him, "Mach me one of the Shusser Rabbim." Again, we read the Benechananel on the page Yishlodin. This is what the Rambam brings down to us. Adam Benechananel comes along and says to him, "Machmer." This is a shiloh. The Ma'aseh Mishmur at the end of the day says two reasons why to be Machmer to bring to a Shusser Rabbim. Number one, he says, "Machlokah sheintu l'gufoy." We know it's machlokah among the Paiskim, and we know the Mechavah is chayish for. That's because Yehuda machlokah sheintu l'gufoy. The Ma'aseh is chayiv. And number two, he says. Maisa case of a karmelis is never a case of deraiso. It's rabbonon. Mlocha sheyitzuk l'gufo is ikker deraiso. The pula that you're doing is a pula deraiso. The act of taking out from one from shus yachid to shus rabbim is an act of deraiso. Your machshav is making it rabbonon. Therefore, it's a very starker getter of the rabbonon. We'll give a level of deraiso. We'll come on to be machmo over here. So it comes out that the Mishmur being machmir for two reasons: by melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay, either to paskin l'chumra, or negar to the sugya's ikur deraisa. Therefore, we learn the sugya in Siman Shinyu Beis, the sugya of Kavod Abrius. We point out negar to Kavod Abrius we have a heter of Rabbanans, when that case of a shinoi tilta muksa moving racks over there. But by melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay, do we have a heter? It comes out built upon this Mishmur there is no heter, either because l'chosh of Yehuda. Or mitzat ikur deraisa. That means clear from this halacha. We point out then that we'll see over here that halacha is that even though the rabbanon will make a kavod abrius, but not negate to halacha shein tzrich l'gufay. Now we're saying over here to be machmir to shusser rabbim. The question we have to point out: what about the case of an achri? Can you ask a goy to carry to shusser rabbim? What's the vatim mechalik? Very simple. A goy is a vad rabbanon. It's only a case of a shvos. They'll be sworn, bring it to Rabban Maisa, bring it to Rosh Hashanah, to a guy, should be mutter. Maisa, Mishnah brings down Machalikis, bring down the Magabram, says, even a guy to Rosh Hashanah, he comes to Aser, that's in the grass, passing away to Rishol or Chashulchon. Sarasheni, he says, El Rabban, the Tzad Lahokal, Geshachayim went this way, the Shmir Shabbos, the Tilt of the Shabbos, Pesketuvas, they pass this way. Maisa comes to the Shayat Sian, he said, how do we pass him? He wants Taino, Rosh Hashanah, Shalonu. A person can be Mekel. That means Aaron Shus Rabbim, then we call you a tsunami gather of Shisha Miboy. So Besemich on the place in the hole that lacking your Shisha Miboy is Nicholas Sig of Karmelis. Therefore, it says the Chavetz Chaim, since Be'etzim number one, we have the Ramban, who says you can take out through a case of Yisrael. It's Mlacha Shayn Shukla Gufay. So the God, we don't pass that way. But number two, Betsir of a case of a guy. And number three, Betsir of a case of a Shus Rabbim Shalom, there's no Shisha Miboy. Therefore, Yesh Lachal. That means they get to taking out our mesh, the case where there is no Rishus Rabbim, first, clearly according to all the Paiskim, then the Lachal is enough, you can take it out. Building upon this, if so, says Achoinim, what about Yisrael taking out Rishus Rabbim? Rishus Rabbim, Shalonu. A similar idea there. That means come on the Geshe Chaim, and the Shmir Shabbos Kulchosai, and the Fiske Tshuva is the one Taina, just like the Charitin had a king Srek Sveiko. Also, let's make the same specs. Number one, we have the Ramban that says you can take it out. And number two, it's Rishus Rabbim Shalonu. Again, the Yish L'Chalik is drop. We have to realize there's three Rabbanans over there. It's a case of Rishus Rabbim Shalonu, and Ramban, and a Goy.
Yeah,
right. Oh, that's... But still, that's the question. I mean, Mishmur did not say this case by Yisrael. He only said it by case of a goyim. It could be in those days they had goyim. But also, sometimes it's very hard to find a goyim. Come with a swarm, they want time to maybe Kirimekel. And again, because the Shmir Shabbos passed away, appeared to Gesher Achaim, Kirimekel. Oh, they point out that according to those who hold the Tinnik, works over here, maybe you have Nochetz here, because Chayim says that's right.
But
I think it can't be something. No, Kikim Adam should know. Only Tinnik. That means we're going to come on and say, the Getter Shiram, you have a single of a Tinnik. If you put on a Tinnik, we make a third Sirf over here. It's Chayim says that's right. It may still be a Tinnik. Yam is not a real Bittel over here. Yesh Lodum. The Maestro Swarm do want to take this idea of the Shayim Tzion and extend it further more when he says, even the Getter case of Yisrael, walk in once a Svek Sveka. One, two strikers, and three strikers. Same idea here. It's a Mokho Shane Street, Lugufoy, which we have in the Amban, and the which is against the Gibbs, which is Ram Shalom. Now, what's it Sati Machmer, asking Goy to bring to Shisravim? So, close up, Mr. Abbottom. What's the Svobia to be Machmer? Meaning, is it a case of Yuchlet to Shisravim? Shisravim for Hesio? Do a pool of Yisrael being out to Shisravim, or good Shisravim, is that active for Hesio? Or is it a club of Kolis and Kovat Abyas? Don't tell a guy to do something without a secret covenant of yes. Now, for me, then, it's because the Yisrael Yashiv and again, of Shtumach, can you ask a guy to go drive a car and walk in covenant of yes? Meaning that if a Shtumach is in a case where there someone recent, these hospitals want to do autopsies on bodies. And the Chalbazarin God will be there doing an autopsy, and therefore you have right to be Chal Shabbos to call the gate to us. He says, how do you get the mace away? You drive away with the car. Cars, combustible engine, let's start each bechumash seichem and get them at their eyes off. Come on, Shtomach and Yashiv. Either they seem to be going like the Eli Rabo to make it even on a derisive by case of a guy, or they can be saying the whole idea of chum of the Mogar Gom is dafka sugin and shusir rabim, where that's after Pahesio. I'm saying in a case where you hardly know and see you trying them not to find out where you are, maybe there won't be the chum of the Mogar Gom. It's not clear where exactly the chum of the Mogar Gom is. Why come to argue? So close to him, says, not be doing it. Maestro Shtom of Paskin, the Yashu Paskin, tell a guy to go drive this car. Go in Malacha Dera Yisrael. Akam does sound like Mogabon being Machman, all cases of Eski Goy, it's not a secret of a mace. The Yisrael Chodeshani, the Gerd to bring in an air conditioner, making sure the room is cold over here, which had also come to mace, so it smell. He says, Eski Goy do Malacha Dera Yisrael, fixing the air conditioner, fixing the Chashmal. Chashmal is Dera Yisrael. The Mishmur come along to be Chayshish for the Mogabon, that Dera Yisrael, what is also? Now, that's Chodeshani L'shitosei, the Chashmal Vav D'Raisel. We know that when newest place came, Shmir Shabbos, Mitchasitzach, and others come along and point out, Chashmal is a Mavuchal. And we had the place to say, Mokma Mir L'Nochri, Yisha Melismach, the Gedo Drabon. If they get to us, if something went wrong with the Chashmal, as a Bayav, the mace sticking up the place, a lot of we tell a person to go fix the Chashmal on Shabbos, because it has a Gedo Drabon, gain the Cholopach, it's a Svek, Svek, and the Shayat Zin over here. But Chusmiza, there seems to be machlekes. Do we extend this idea, the chum of the Mishnah Brua of the Magar Vom, din in Rosh Hashanah, or is it din of a nochi taking care of a covenant mace, any place? Is it even driving a car? Have us take one more question over here. We're saying over here, about a case of, again, Magar Vom and El Rav is arguing about a covenant mace taking to Rosh Hashanah. So number one, do you say it's only Shusrabim, or is it all case of Kavod Meis? Number two, stop Kavod Abrius. Is this Machlekes, we're saying again, by some Mishnah you base, all the Abbot, can you ask Kavod Abrius? You can talk to Moksa, ask Kavod Abrius. Can you ask a guy to rip toilet paper, ask Kavod Abrius? Can you call the Mokar Abrami saying, over here, come on to me, Machmer, and say, don't tell a guy over here, don't bring it to Shusrabim, ask Kavod Abrius. So do you say the same thing to me, Machmer, according to the Mokar Abrami, ripping toilet paper? So I point out, read the words of Mangar Rom, the reason why he said to be Machmer, specifically by Mace, to recover that Mace, Shloi Omen is Chalal of Shabbos. Forget the Mechabah the Mace, we don't want to say that the Chil of Shabbos happened through a guy. That means this Chum in the Mangar Rom is only owing the Ger to cover that Mace. The question is, it means Shus Rabbim, or it means other cases like driving a car. But to extend it to the Alokha and Simich in your base of cases of cover Mace, cover that Breeze, but Chlalius, that Loi Shemar. That means number one of the El Rabbi Mekel, even the Mogar Vom is being Mekel. Even the Shulman discuss how to use toilet paper on Shabbos. Again, we discuss the correct thing is not to rip it. But if you have to rip it for whatever reason, they say go tell a guy. I is against Mogarom? No. Mogarom is the Muchen in Kavan HaMeis, not to have Chil Shabbos in the case of Kavan HaMeis. Now, once you have this mace in your hand and you took it out, let's say in case you bring it to a Carmelis, or let's say you're Samech on a Shisrab, whatever reason is, could you put it wherever you want? Not in the case of a Carmelis. Put it in your own Rishos. You put it in the Chamo, kick your tinnik, and you want to put it in the shade. It's right now in the shade. You have to put them down? No, what's in my hand? Then I'm bringing it to a place where no one sees the mace. See, my hand, let's put them in an air-conditioned room. What's in my hand? Can I put it wherever I want? Basically, when you have muks in your hand, simon shin ches, sim gimel, by klishimach, you can put whatever you want. Muks in bach, muks in kufa, mavucha. How do you apply negate to sugya, negate to mace? Once you metal it, can you put it wherever you want? Kamal Shlom Kluger, on the simon of in Sefer HaChaim, go to Amal Nezi Yisrael, he says, like all muksa, you can put it wherever you want. He did in the case of a mace. Again, being very clear, because he held even every muks in bach, muks in kufa, you can put it wherever you want. Come on, Musa Semes. He was tied to that goof of Machlik is Rashi and the Ramban. You see, it says very interesting, Cheshbin according to Rashi. It says, Rashi says, you take it out from your Shusha Yochid through a Kamalus with a kicker tinnik. It says, you know what Rashi means? Rashi means pick it up, put the kicker tinnik on top of it, that's tiltu muksa, get Mamash close to the Kamalus, then take it off. Then you're holding the mace, then you get to the Kamalus. You get both. Out tiltu muksa, you put kicker tinnik. Once a biyadah, you put whatever you want. Take it off, and then you go to the carmelis, and then we're not being masiv in the itzal. Very simple. Says Rasemis, why does Ramban argue? Shukhuri, he holds, like he said, like Evan al Ezer, that he holds that the whole lach is adopted by Klishimach Ezer, not by Muksimach Meskufoy. So you want to tell the way I rush you to sign the sugar, you can put it down, pick up the mace, you kick it, then get the carmelis, put it down. Once biyadah, and Ramban Chur argues, only by Klishimach Ezer. It's interesting that Rasemis says it. But Besim, this Eitzel, this Ras Emes, it says to go do this, to, in the Shusha Yochid, put a kick in a tinnik, and then stop by the Carmelis, you shouldn't miss this question. Rajbun and the Ritual, and that's how Dal, they ask, why don't you just have very simple Eitzel? Why don't you just put a kick in a tinnik in the Shusha Yochid, and get the Carmelis, then take it off? The both of them answer the same thing, you know why? It's a Chuchavet Pula. It's a joke. You have to carry the kick in a tinnik, get the Carmelis, you have to take it off. Therefore, the words the Rajba ends off, therefore, Vada Rashi is correct, you need kicker retinic. Therefore, the Ritva ends off, Vada Rabbah is correct, you do not need a kicker retinic. They both answer the same question, each one comes out with their opposite mahalach. Now, the question is there a right from this Rajba and Ritva like the Mogavram or against the Mogavram? Do you say over here that you have a Muksubi Yodai and says to take it off? What was the Rajba and Ritva's kasha? Simply not clear the question is the question over here, let's come on to the Eitzel, and once the other put whatever you want? No, that's not the words. They don't say, pick it up, we kick your tinnik, then take it off, and then move. It sounds like we get to the Carmelis, then take it off, and do whatever you can to save the Sugil Moksa. My son, when Tosha Shabbos, when brings down this question, he says, first of all, I'm the Shitosar, he holds the whole time, Locha, holding Moksa in, is only by a case of Klishma, this and not Moksa, Machmas Kufai. And even those who argue with me, we discuss then what's called a tiltul chodosh, switching hands, putting on the floor. So that rather when you're holding it with kicking tinnik is one tiltul. What's the chazal want? I mean, tiltul kicking with tinnik. When I take a kicking tinnik off, it's a tiltul chodosh. So one's not associated with the other one. About it, even those who are make like the Mogavram will not have this after. He wants to tie up to argue the point. Now, practically, to get to Mason, we do not have Mason usually in like a case of a chama. Really, two cases I can discuss practically. One is people again do die Friday night. They do die Yom Tov. You do have to know this halacha. They do get rigid. They do smell. And therefore, you move to a case of kikur tinnik. Again, it happens numerous times. I've seen it, heard it, smelled it. We have to take care of it. A second thing is, for some unknown reason, in Chutzlar, when people pass away, they ask permission from the grave about an autopsy. Right? So they don't ask. Their relationship with the Haredim seem to be no relationship. And they seem to do whatever they want, however they want. They think it's a mitzvah to do an autopsy, and you have to always deal with them and fight with them and yell and scream with them to make sure they're not mavaz the mace. I've personally been sent to the Beit Cholim, Mishpachus Kanim, to go deal with them, and they're trying to deal with the mace or do an autopsy, and we have to yell and scream with them. For some odd reason, they seem to have a lack of covered of bodies. So, building upon this, there are numerous tshuvas about the question to get to autopsies, well, they want to happen, as they get to Shabbos. And then we come down these klum over here, Tziv Alvitz and Beis, says the Chaldiz Yaakov, says the Chodesh Shani, says Shmir Shams, says Shtomach, all negate over here. They point out first, we're Meis, you can continue, you can't, we set up the bunk clothing on the Meis. You should go, but how to do a case to the guy. Shtomach says, you have to get the Meis away, you go drive a car. That means you do whatever you can to have a zayn the Meis. The words of Chaldiz Yaakov, and the Chaldiz Yaakov, the Beis, Chaldiz Mizeh, they're going to cut up the bodies, bury them that way, that's a mamash of the zayn. And therefore, we have all these klum over here in the ghetto saving the mason from the zayin, like in Chamo. Chalkas Yaakov does discuss, I say, how can you use a telephone? Can you use a telephone? There's a bayam, it's a figure with a raisa, that the light goes on your telephone and not use a telephone. Mishlam, all these aces are drop bombs and what you have to call them, Brias. But to use a telephone? I'm sorry, other way around. Chalkas Yaakov says you can use a telephone. Kamu Shemir Shabbos says, what do you mean use a telephone? The light goes on, shalom with a raisa. They point out again to our phones, certainly not Shah's right, so the light were on, ours are LED, only Shah will drop on over here. If you would have had to cover the BS, the question they do discuss in the game is to give Ksivo. I mean, they point out that usually when you write in the phone letters or numbers, there's a bayah of Ksivo over here. And we get him out of Shiloh when you learn the Sugya of the Lachmas Kiyamas Mishamis, the Raj Mashito, Raj Shito, the Ram Mashito, Big Mavucho, if typing in a computer on your phone, didn't they write so or didn't they drop on? Those who are tying the bait built upon the Rajbo, Mr. Aisha, Yashim, Rabosim, Kutshalim, it's on the way. So Hashem, Shalom, Zalman, or Taino, what do you mean? We'll either go like the Rambam, or that's not one of the Rajbo. I assume everyone knows what I'm talking about. The Baina, the beginning of the winter's man, and Nichol get over the Aisha. Now, you can get involved with maybe into your phone, Lachlo, Shain, Trichel, Gufo, you would put the numbers, the Chuan is Trichel, Gufo, it's Nicholai. Not that simple, we're trying to get the Aisha of Chris, and I'm trying to get it of putting out the lights. Now they do discuss when you have an eight, when you have to move the mace, we're saying over the loch is metalku in case you sold with kicker tenek. The loch in Sib Bay says Ramal, by goy you do not need a kicker tenek. So what's better? In case of a goy bleak kicker? We sold with the case of a ticker. Shlomo Kluger says, and the place can be down, using a goy is beside. Always he sold to go metalku with a mace, not a goy, and therefore it's better to go kain the idea the Maghar Ram says, bringing out Jewish Rab using goy is beside. Also, Mace is a Bazaar, therefore, a Hush Metalku within Israel, not a case of joy. Now, when you have this case of Kikar Tinnik, what ages are the child we're discussing over here? What age?
5 months.
Oh, so they point out, really, it depends. Negeta Tiltal Mukso, we don't care what age. That means you have a case over here of Sif Aleph, not discussing Karmelis, discussing Chamo or Tlaiko. That, we don't care what age. If the Kikar works, the Tinnik also works. That's not a Shiloh. Only the Gantus is amazed when talking about taking out to a Shusser Rabin. Then we have a Bayah taking out the child could be Maisiv and then so was not Chaynus to Atzmoy. Maisa, the simple reading of the Taz verse of Magavam and Machlekes, even in the case of Shusser Rabin. Magavam says, no, you need the Klum of Chaynus to Atzmoy. Otherwise, when you gain out of it, even more of it is for the rice over here. Chaynus to Atzmoy, we know already from Allah Mitzvah and Shinches. And when a kid can put one foot in front of another, that means my child is 7 months old, he cannot put one foot in front of another. My grandkid is 9 months old, he cannot put one foot in another. It means it has to be a year, year and a half. A kid can bet him 1 foot in front of another. That's how El Rabba, Beraitim, Mishruach, Chamsev, they pass him. That's how Hashem, you read the Taz, you see, it's not going this way. You understand, since there's two people over here, there's a tunic and there's a mace, and they're two only one echad of a person, they're toughle one to another. They get to the sugya of Aitzah. Yell is tough with the sugar of the mace, and therefore the lochosh and sugar of Gufoy. The get the sugar of Muksa, the mace is tough with the yell, and they will not be nichol sugar of Muksa. And therefore, somehow, one overrides the other one to get to a different sugar, and therefore, you allow it, even take a child, a 1 day old child. And our Choshukh does go this way, and they point out and force that around in the sugar that way. And they realize the steamers that we share in the place would seem to be that way. The face saw some until the Magavam came along discussing the Chayinu Chitatzmai. The mice is very hard to understand, it's a much more past like the Magavam. It's hard to understand the lumdus of the Taz, the svara behind it. And once Mishabura says that, the person can go like Mishabura, again, the steamers does not seem to be this way. Yeah, but the halacha we go, the halacha is Dafka Tinek, Chayinu to Asmar Nigeya, specifically to the case of Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Now, the Ramah ends off that we're till now discussing a case of a Bazayin, Gleikel, Chamo. What about other Tzorachim? It's time to move a mace, discuss the case Nigeya to Kanan against the Gertomo. Get another case of mitzvahs, ukadaimo, chasno, other tzrochim. Could a person, or how should a person move a mace? So, first, the Makkah comment from this Indian is this Maril. Maril says, a kicker and tinnik can be tattled v'chein nogu. a Yisrael can metatu the case of kikatrik for other tzrochim, no problem. I'm sorry, v'chein minig. That's a minig. Meister Rabbah, when he brings it down, he does not bring down the Mariel this way. He brings it down through a case of a goy is mutter kikir v'tinik. Only a case of a goy. Why? We have a call of shvus to shvus. Mutter makam tzar gadol. Lachan simin shen zayin sefei. Therefore, through a case of a goy, Chachmasad, the Mishmer Shabbos brings down a lachal meister, that's a case of a goy. The question is, what happens if you don't have a goy? What happens if you don't have a goy? That means the Menorah Torah says the Meisim are real and said V'chein Minig can be Meikol. Rachel Shulchan says the only reason why the Amos being Machmer because they had so many going around, why take on the Skula with an option in the case of a going? But let's say they tell you don't have an option of a going. So the Rachel Shulchan, maybe you can be Meikol. Avos Nazar Shuvo and Chelik Vav discusses the case in Eretz Yisrael on Moshe Zakenim, an old age home when the Meisim son passed away. And the question was, there are Zokim, Vlogim, Chaylim to take them out, and they had no goyim around. Not enough goyim, weren't any goyim to metabol them to take them out. So he gets involved, the Meister, we have Ramah. Hakim Mahara Chashashum Achler Ramah, it says only in case of a goyim. It says, first of all, that maybe there's Dafka in Europe with tons of goyim. Here they saw there are no goyim, or can't really get a goyim to help out the situation. Maybe even the Ramah would agree. Meister, we have Maril over here. Samachal Yishlok over here. And therefore, to get out of the Canaan, to get Sigil Tum over here, Newest is a Kenim or Chilmukhanan, says even the Ramah might agree. Voidi, even want to argue the point, said that one does not agree. We have the Klom and Yerodei, and Simmerish Rambeis, the Klom Isser Heter, the words of Targodel, Yochid, Rabin, Lochach Yochid, and they have a Loch Lamaisa, but was the Paschid, they can even be Steinmach in the case of Yisrael taking out this Mesovir, the case of a Kikir Tenek, because they cannot take out these Kahanim for the, in the case of the Moshe Zakenim. Now, until now, we're discussing a case of Yisrael that is Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs. What about a Yisrael that's ain't a Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs? Like a Chama B'Zayin, do you have a right to metal them and save them? A case of someone who's a Rosha, when they gain Sigur Tiltamukso, when they gain to the Sigur of Eitzah. So there's a Chochm Shlomo over here on the page. It brings down a Medrash. The Medrash says there's a Yish. What?
Not
Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs. Not Rosha. Rosh not Shem Torah Mitzvahs. Exactly, we'll get to. So the first, the Chokh Moshlema brings down that there's a Medrash that says there's a Sheikh Echad Tzipori that was giving people nevelos and trefes of what to go eat. He came Erev Yom Kippur, he had a suit of Mavsekes and he ate and drank a lot. He went up to Rosh Hagag and he fell and he died. Came along the Klovim, they started licking his blood off. And they went to Rav Chanina and asked, can we metaltal with this mace over here? And Zav Chanina says, "Va'anshe kodesh tion li, b'osav b'sodus b'stei treifa loy techelu, the kelta shlichen loyisai, loyseichlu, loyseichelu." Shnan. The pasuk says the dogs should go eat them. They were he was goes of the klovim. Therefore, the fact that he gave the nevelos and treifas to Yisrael, leave them as is, and let the dogs enjoy themselves. What was the shaila here? Says the pirush of the man is good. The shaila was because he mutal to the mace, moved the mace, and he was a rasha. Building upon this, Shlomo Kluger says over here on the page of Evi Shulchan Aruch, we see over here that a Rosho, we don't care about his Bezoyin, we're not metapel with it, and we let him be in Bezoyin. We're not metapel, we don't save his Bezoyinus. Says Shlomo Kluger further, but let's say he's in a Deleiko, why do we metapel the mace with Deleiko? Not mitzvah the Bezoyin of the mace, besides you, Shem Yechabo. If you have a Chash, Shem Yechabo, you have a right to metapel with this Rosho, mitzvah you, Al Shem Yechabo. Otherwise, Bekalius, there's no head to kicker or tunic on the Rosh over here. In the Sefer or Gilead on Yishma Moshe, that came out Pashas Bolok, Toshin Ayavov, 6 years ago exactly this week, tells us a case where the person was in Beit Chalim, got very sick, and close to he passed away. They say you have to pick up the mace within 48 hours, otherwise, we cremate them. The question was, what to be Isaac and Shabbos to make sure the mace did not have a cremation? They found out that the mace was a chilani was Machal Shabbos, and therefore he brings down the Yaakov and Stern, based on the Chokhmah Shlomo, of Mandel Shafran, of Mendel Gross Paskin, not to Machal Shabbos, even Isser Rabbonim, and let the person be cremated. Why? It's a Rosho, we don't deal with him. Rav Shlomach, similar idea, he discusses the case, this halacha, the case when a person is a Mesis, causes people to eat in the veils and trapez. He says, for example, he writes a reform rabbi, he writes on Chuvo, a Chanami, we're not Matapu, go save them. Now, this idea of the Chokhmah Shlomo the Mavucha to argue that it's not only our sugya, it's sugya in Hilchus Avelis. Kamal Kim Tari Balocha, Tzitzeliezer, Labiashim, Yerush Chaim Zonikov, Hilchus Avelis, we do not pass this way. The Locha is clearly that by case of Erosho, Shemit not Shemit Tari Mitzvahs, we do have a Dik Furah, we do care about Bezayin. And therefore they want to argue with Shlomo Kluger says, what are you talking about? The Loch is the Izachir Kuva, we care about Bezayin, even by the case of Erosho, and therefore whatever Loch we sell, we might say, Alvus Avelis, applies even by case of Erosho. I can have Shlomo said only in the game simply by case where he's a basis. But even over there, I looked at the Loch yesterday, as far as I can tell, there's no difference. The Rosh is metapa with. And therefore, the Loch is we care about the Bezayin, I can have the Rishayim. We do metapa with them, we do Kfura for them, and therefore, the Loch is to argue the point not this way. The Oid, Kamal Rishtomach himself, and others bring down, Yishma Moisho, that the situation where he's a Tinik Shnishma, we need a Chash Tinik Shnishma, the Bimba Bukha today, what are people with Manazer, the Tinik Shnishma not? Chaznish versus Moisho. Chaznish wants to say, at least the Chumru will take it on. He's been trying to get a warning of the idea of the Zayn over here, Kfura over here. Therefore, Rishtomach himself said Tinik Shnishma, or Chash, will give a get a Chumru of Yisrael. So it comes out, number one, practically negate to all Yidin. Passion among the placement, as far as I can tell, we do care about the Mizyanis and we'll have these attorneys call them over here. And number two, the Kholi is usually negate to Sigurd Tik Shishma, could be everyone agrees we're metabol with the Mason over here.
Even the Mikhail Shabbos?
Even the Mikhail Shabbos.
Cool, Mikhail Shabbos.
Correct. But do our bottles discussing over here? Then do our bottles. What? The Medrash is discussing about the Veils and Trafis. That means a lot of people, when they quote the Chokhmah Shlomo, he took from the Veils and Trafis and extended the case of all Rosh Hashanah. Almost as Liazia, he says, there's no right to go do that. And that's his mouth not too much cash, but only he says, even by the Veils and Trafis, don't pass like the Medrash, he says. There's two times. Rosh Tumach, he said, only the Veils and Trafis in the case of Amasis. That means he limited, he does not bring down Chokhmah Shlomo. But he just has the back pocket. Now, in Sif Gimel, come and discuss that we have a locha kikyo tinnik, basically bread and a child. What about all other kalim? First, they get to a lavush, clothing the person wears. The Rabban says that just like they have a head to a kikyo tinnik, put in the case of clothing, brought down by the case of the mechaper, locha yesh mishoimer. You want to put a lavush on top of the person, yesh mishoimer, the mice that works. Now, the Vilocha points out, the Gemara says yesh mishoimer in Sif Gimel and in Sif Dalet. They're working two different ways. In Sif Kamal and Sangir, because it's only on Ban, but it's where Edmund and Kuliyama Pasha it works. In Sif Dalin, it's brought down because they're Chalkim. The Maisa, the fact that Bialoka says Sif Kimmel is the Kuliyama, whatever degree it works, Maisa, not that simple. The Rishonim argue. There's a portion place to Suid and the Sugya, and you've won in the Sugya that says it works only Kikyo Tinnik, and not in the case of clothing over here. And therefore, the those who want to argue, Tariya Shabbos, Main Siyan, but Maisa Mishpur says the Kuliyama. That means number one, in the case of a Kikyo, number two, in the case of a Tinnik, number three, negate the case of clothing. That means if you have to do it, the best thing is always kicker. Why get about machlokes shenul over here? Now, once we have the case of these three, what about all kli heter, all kli iser? The person moving kli iser, can you move a hammer on top of a bed? Can you move keys kli heter on top of a bed to go move it? It's a dafka case of clothing. What about other situations? First, the negate kli iser speaks out the pirgon levush esrad. The fact that achrenim is discussing kli heter means not kli iser. Now, there are two ways why I can say kli iser not. One is because you think about it, I'm going to move the hammer to the bed, and now the bed is top of the hammer, and how am I moving the bed? I have to move it to the bed. But now, on my bed, what's my tzarech? I need tzarech guf mekoyim. It's a tofel tzarech. Where's my tzarech guf mekoyim? That's one way of saying it. My sense is not how the Prim Gon Mavush Yisrat say it over. They say over, it's not nichol tzarech gufon. The ain't that tzarech gufon. The fact that you move a hammer has to be, I want to use the hammer. Moving it over to the bed is not called using the hammer. It's called moving it to bed in order to make the bed be moved somewhere else. They say the bayah is not that you'll gain out of it. The bayah is you cannot move it to even to the bed over here. That's Kli Yisr, a lot of one word. What about Kli Heter? The person who moves keys over there. So in the Sugya, the Ritva, the Shitaran, the Magimel, by Kli, means any Kli Heter. The Magavon Maral says, before she comes to the end of the Parakanoitel, they move a case over there by a bayah and rovo, by a sakina on top of a bayoino, a case of a spoon on top of a case of a kipi. The halacha is that one matato, one with the other thing on top of it. Now they're doing the matato, speaking of Odom Choshev. We see over there that any kli heter, the maisa works. And therefore, the Mishavur brings down numerous times, the halacha here is that a kli shemakla heter, just like any clothing works, any kli shemakla heter works. Again, some kli once argue, making the place can say the maisa works. Now, The question is, come on, people. It's an interesting question. We know by Kli Heter, Kli Shemach Leheter, Simen Shen Chesiv Dalet, a person cannot move Shloi Letzar Klal. So moving your keys on top of the bed, Ferechtik Prima Godim, L'chua Shloi Letzar Klal. I kicker, we don't have that. I tinnik, people's Mutzar Shloi Letzar Klal. I clothing, we discussed that, and the misplaced can say, Nichol Gerd to Dio Mertashmish. I think most cases, Sakin, case of the Mutzar is a spoon. Those will say, yeah, that's it, Dio Mertashmish. But who says case of keys, that everyone agrees is a cliche mark that is the heter. Shloi Letzar Klal is also, Ferechtik Prima Godim, L'chua, there's a case of Shloi Letzar Klal. Building a cash with people going in. Moving keys on top of a mason, nichol get a shloi letzar klal. Come on, the kitchen roar, how he wants to answer. The kind no wants to answer. And chlamin means the case where I want my keys to be put over there. Tzarek mekoyimai. I want to use my keys somewhere else. He agrees to kasha, but must be the kimta I want to move my keys somewhere else. The way how Ben Echanal seems to go this way, and Shalom they want to answer, and chlamin, it must be cases at the Dima Tashmish. You won't ever have to buy case of keys. They see one this way, the Gilasev one this way. Masham wants to answer, and Chanami this is Ramban Shito, that Klishmata had to work. The Ban holds you, not by Klishmata had to work, it's Mutal Sar Klal. And I saw, for me, the whole question, all these choices about this are very hard to understand. Moving keys on top of bed is Shloi Sar Klal. I'm a Tzarech, I want to move the mace. But they call that Shloi Sar Klal, the Pimgama's whole question, even the Tirot said, they're agreeing to the question, why is that Shloi Sar Klal? I have a tzarech. I want to move the mace. And my keys are helping me move the mace over here. I see them in Chesh. Also want to say that way. Shalom Yosef. They want to say in Chalam that Yisrael. But and Be'etzem, you could say that Prima Godim is not holding that way. But the stimulus of the Mishnah Berurah, the fact that he never says, he says four or five times, any Kli Shemach letter. Not once does he say, Dafka to the Yimitashmish, Dafka when you want to use a key somewhere else, Dafka with these Chalam over here. Not once does he say it. That means the Mishnah Berurah is saying this Yisrael over here. That Shloi Letzar Klal means Shloi Letzar Klal, and he's serving with my sense motor. It's Pasha Mishibu is arguing with this whole question over here. They do also point out, we see over here against our Choshulchav, all these Achoinim. Choshulchav said, what's Shloi Letzar Klal? That means about being Mas'asik playing around with something. Anything I've asked for, that's Nichol Gerd Tzarech. The whole question, all these Achoinim is terrorists, before it's not like our Choshulchav. Now, Sif Talin is still the most of Kimmel. That not only is it clothing on top of the bed, what about the person wearing clothing? Come on, the Mordechai says also wearing the clothing is being on top of the mason clothing. And therefore, again, the Mechabit is on the Losh Yesh Mishaymer to Michael. Now, it's clear over here, as Bialach points out here, it's Machlaikis. Mice have the Argos passing the Kula, the Pisha, the Goyin, the Chayodom, the Graz, Hartzvi, Gershar Chaim, and others passing the Kula. Mice, they come along, they want to argue. They point out, Lahura, number one, why isn't the Mito also enough? Let's be metalto the mace, agar the mito. Elamai, the mito is tofel to the mace. Who did the clothing tofel to the mace? Remember the
buses.
What?
The
clothing? Right. But we're saying mito is not enough. So why is clothing enough? Frech the bialocho, frech the shlo. If the mito is not enough, how the clothing is enough? Elamai, the mito is bottle, the clothing is bottle.
It's not a
buses. No. But it's not enough to metalto it. Right. Maisa, the Mishmua come along, and he points out and wants to argue. And the Lumis person wants to argue with this idea over here. That being down with the stipler when he passed away, in the summer of 83, Pasha Eikim, it was Friday night, about 11 o'clock. And the question was how to be metatlim. So Chaim told them to what to go do, put a kicker by the stipler. They picked him off the bed and put him on the floor. It was cold over there. Then they have to go and come inside and take care of the air conditioning. Over here to make sure it's cold in the room. They asked, what am Chaim, the Maisa, why put a kicker there? I clothing. I said, clothing. It says, I need to train alochas. It says, the brings down the bialocha there. The Yishma Fakir too upon the set over here. Right? So the Maisa, they bring down that the Chaim says, we're not selling the ikka upon the set over here. And that's the Maisa we did on this title. They put a kicker over there.
Did they do the air conditioning?
Oh, so he said he didn't tell them. They just brought them in the room and didn't say a word to them and they ended up understanding what to go do over here. What? Where they put it? Don't say. Im kicker. This is La Haridu El Arz Im kicker. In the Arch Zabenu Chelkei.
Why can't you put other Kishmat
Levis? Well, that's Machlokes.
Not only
clothing. Again, that's a shaila. It's not like. Again, the Eitzel is cooking. The Meisah Sram do say Shemir Shabbos says Mokka Metchak. It was Semich on this Mechab over here, and this was Avram, Pesach Chubas. But there, Klal, we don't have Mokka Metchak. Come on, all times we have Klish Shemach Lehter. Why in the world we Semich on the clothing? Come on, always we have Klish Shemach Lehter to put on top of the mace. Now, the question here is that a couple of shailas I ask. But the main shaila is where is the Makar of Kikar Tinnik? The first Makar is by Dov HaMelech. One, Shabbos to Aflam Lom Beis. Over there, we wrote down a story that Dov HaMelech, who's ruling the whole entire Shabbos, the Malach HaMavis wanted to take away his neshama. He couldn't do that. So he went and made a rustling sound outside. So Dov HaMelech, while learning, went up the ladder. Therefore came along, he broke the rung, he fell down, and he passed away. That reason, the Shlomo HaMelech, he sent the Beit Midrash, Abba Meisel Mutu Bachamo, how to take care of it. The Beis Medrash sent back, Nihalov Kikur Tinnik. That means Dov HaMelech was learning, with clothing, learning, and therefore he passed away. And come on, what's it, how did the title with the kicker tenek? In fact, the Shlo, and then the Shlo argues on this mechaber. What in the world is this question over here about how to metatul and have to come on kicker tenek by Dov HaMelech who is wearing clothing? Elamai clothing does not work. For the mekar kicker tenek Dov HaMelech, that clothing does not work. Cash to the Shlo, and then he shlugs up this malach. Maisa, how do you answer this question? So the Ikka 8-9 David Tirotim, just mentioned some of them. Where the Taz and the Magavim, they want to answer. It's a locho that says, can we serve Allah Malachim? And since they have a right to burn their clothing, well, everyone else is not allowed to. Therefore, this clothing over here in Ba'atim is Osir Bahano. And therefore, the get simply Dov HaMelech, Mace Osir Bahano, clothing Osir Bahano, is in a Sugar of books over here. And simply the get Dov HaMelech had to come onto the Sugar of Kikur Tinnik. Because the locho is serve Allah Malachim, no one else can wear those clothing. So the clothing has no use, it's a rack. Zero, you have to burn them. It's Ephes, nothing. So you have a body and your clothing that's mukso. So where, yeah, of course, that's Shlosh Kashi. He's wearing his clothing. No, they'll burn him. They take all the clothing, burn the clothing. The clothing is, that it has no use. Yeah, it's also bano. What? Soif alam lochem, that means burn it, right? Means, yeah, they burn it, physically burn it. It's also bano. That's the Taz of Mogavram. It's on the page. The Taz of Shabbos does ask, but Aloch is, so if Al Malochim, is the idea that a Hedyot cannot use the Big Day Malochim. But an other Melech can use the Big Day Malochim. So we have over here Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech could use the Megodim over here. So in fact, over here, the Taz of Shabbos, if so, now it's not Osir Bano anymore. Now it's being back to begging again, because Shlomo Melech himself could have used it over here.
I wouldn't know what happened.
What happened? I'm not that old. I have to ask my father.
Didn't burn.
So, Tezer Shabbos, he himself, he wants to answer. Now, look in Yerdei and Simon Shin Samadalid. The person falls down and he passes away, and blood comes out and seeps into his beged. Says the Loch over there. Go down to Tezer Shabbos and Lavush is right on the page. Loch is yet to also bury the beged. Since his Misa happened through the Makkah with the Dam coming out, therefore, you have to bury the beggar with him over here. Kalam Maksa Shekel, being down to Shabbos, his terrorist says, let's analyze what exactly did Dov HaMelech pass away. He says, we do not see anywhere there was Dov. Only thing with Pasha what happened is that the rung broke underneath his foot. On the way down, he's took Bahala, and then the Malchamomish took away his neshama. Then he fell on the floor. We don't see that the bang and the Dam that came out, that would cause him to die. We see that we have to stop him from learning. The moment he stopped, he's falling, the Shema's taken away. And he fell on the floor, he's on the floor. Send the Master Shekel. For this reason, he don't want to say the Teretz or the Teretz for Shabbos. He wants to ask the Master Shekel that Shlomo HaMelech knew he was not the same size of his father. Therefore, cannot use a beggar over here. That's why the reason over here, they were not going to have enough from it. Therefore, what's Mukhs over here? Therefore, he had a single kicker tenet. Others do ask another question. That the Master knew the same Teretz with tight every mouth in, close to the Zoya. So one day I had to bring him to the Dov HaMelech, but I'm the same Torah over here. That's my mission, same Torah. Find a cash for a friend to deal with. Sifei, the Sukkah being Metatul, Kikur Tinnik, negate to all the Mokses. That means we have a look over here, and also a look in Sifei Shinches, Sifei. That my sister, the Metatul makes Kikur Tinnik, yes. Moks to Mach Mesgufoi, no. What about Klish to Mach Isser? Is there a to Kikur Tinnik? So the question is built upon the Sukkah in Shamus Kukhov Gimel by the case of Kedero. We know a Pats Klish Shemach L'Isser. Yet when you have shum inside, the Gemara says the Maaser works. Says the Rosh, why in the world does shum work inside the Kneiros Klishim Matla Isser? Says the Rosh, the Geir to Kalim, kicking the Tunic to Maaser works. It does work. I mean, either it works by Mace, most of the Machmas Kufis does not work, the Geir to Kalim does work. And therefore, that's why the Machabi Zanz, which is the Chesef A, the Yesh Martim of the Kicker Tunic by Klishim Matla Isser. Maybe I point out before the Rashi disagrees. He also the same question by Shum inside the Kedera. You want to say because Shum is Miyuchah the Kedera. Who is Miyuchah the Kedera? This is the whole function of Kedera is to mishamish the food. There was getting tovel to the food over here. But the Klolius, a cliche about this, does not have a heter putting a kicker ticket on top, kicker tinnik on top of it. And therefore, the Taz wants to disagree on the Mechaber. The Graz wants to disagree. The Grain, myself, Halacha Mishmur the Shai had seen in Simush Nechas Sivkot Chavayz and Sivkotin Chavdalit. Because the guys mokma hefsim ruba to be mekel. This person can go, but klisha makel iser hefsim ruba to be mekel. Example: let's say you have your laptop outside, and your laptop is a klisha makel iser. You know, argument if it's klisha makel iser, oh sorry, kiss. But let's say yours is a klisha makel iser, and you want to save it from being outside. It's going to rain, or someone come and take it. What to go do? Put a kicker, kicker or tinnik on top of it. I will put a tinnik on top. We can put a kicker on top of it, or any klisha makel on top of it. And the maestro move your laptop back inside. Simple was the case over here of being metatal, protecting a mace through an oil arai. Now exactly what the Gemara did is machlekes navona, where Rashi and Tosfos understand is they put first mats underneath, mats on top. Then what that happened, they picked up the mats and then they had it being done backwards, oil arai backwards. Then it was mutter. The way how the Rambam writes, mats underneath, mats on top. They took away on top and they made it like a teepee like this, bent sideways. But to Mahalchim, the Rambam was brought down with the Mechaber. Others have Rashi Taisis Malach. Basically, this is an interesting question. This is, we learn the Sugyo. The Sugyo says, Enkli Nitto Tzorv Dova Nittol, and they have to come on making this oil arai. Basically, we paskin that Enkli Nittol is the Tzorv Dova Nittol. So why in the world do we have to make this oil arai over here, this backwards type of oil over here? Shailo, Beis Shev answers the question, Taz answers the Machavam Mishpur. They just got to answer the question, but it's getting late. One more stiff over here is Sim Zayin. It's two very important you say this to come out from Sim Zayin. We have a Mishnah on Davkuf Nun Aleph from Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that Ursum called Tzorchai Mace, what you go do can be Sochum and Dichem, you can wash them, do a chitzit to them, whether with water or oil, it's mutter. Vachli Yaz Aver, we cannot move the Aver. Can't close his eyes. Now, what do you say to see? The question is, can you touch Muksa? The fact that we see the Mishnah says, can be Siach, can do a Docha, you're touching Muksa, it's mutter. Says Ramon, we had in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber and Sif Membeis, both in Simich and Chaz, says Mutter, says the going, where's the Makor, you're allowed to touch Mukso? The Makor is this Mishnah. That means you say we see from our Mishnah that the fact that you do a Socha and a Docha over here, and we see Nagia, the Mukso is Mutter. Aye, we learn Simich and Yosef Vav, over there the Torah brings down, you cannot touch a Beitza. But he says, brings down, Numish Hashem says, you cannot touch a Beitza. And they have the Mechaber, Sayin Simich Shin Yod, and Sayin Simich Shin Pabeis, passing, cannot touch a Beitza. So basically, we're down two reasons why you cannot touch a Beitza. Even though the Chumash HaDesh, you can visit the Sugya Tiltum HaTzad, that's only one to start over head to not start over Isser. He also cannot touch a Beitza when it's case of start over Isser, only start over Heter. Says the Goyin, I'm going to write against this Malach, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you're allowed to touch the mace, and you do it why? The start over Isser, for the mace. Says the Goyin, you don't understand the Malach, the Chumash HaDesh, and therefore our Mishnah is against it. Fine, so the pre-ship here, Gondel Bush Yisrael, they want to answer it on Shabbos, that we have a heter, why means Kavla Bias? Kavla Bias. But that's the Makor Shabbos of Negias from the Mishnah says, going, if so, the Chod Sartov Isir is also Mutter. El Mai Hani answered the question, why by Beitz to be Machmer? He says, the Magna Mishnah, a different reason. Yuchaba Beitz, a Chashash, come go move it. So we have two reasons among the Mishnah. We have the Chumash Adeshin, Sartov Heter, we have the Magna Mishnah, Chashash, to go move. Now, Gam the Chumash Adeshin, it seems to be the Machab passes this way. And we know that Taz and Makavah passed like the Chumash HaDesh, Tzorv Dova Isser is also. However, the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Shin Ches to be exact two shitas. But Simen Shin Yud became a course, Simen Shin Chavez, he passed to like Taz and Makavah. He writes to like Taz and Makavah. The Ikin writes is like the Nasibis, like the Goyin over here. The Loch is Yelana touch amongst the Tzorv Dova Isser, just in the Chash total not to, like the kids in the Chayodom. A second said we see from this Mishnah, it says you should not move an Aver. They point out over here that moving Aver is not moving the whole entire thing. Yet total mixas mukso, it's called total. total makes it a shmei total. Then we discuss by opening a door, it's not fully removed, it's nichol gedev total. We discuss by dan behemo, it's nichol gedev total. Says the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ram, we as the Makara of moving something b'miksas, there's an Isser. They say this Mishnah is the Makara. I mean, again, a second you said for the Mishnah, number one, you're not touch muksa. Number two, you cannot move even part of something is Isser. And the question is, if that's so, if total miksas is Isser, when you put oils or start washing it, what happens? You rub it. Do you move the skin a little bit? You move the cyrus over here? So the question is, the Reish itself seems to be saying, you allow to put these oils on top, and Gam is moving the skin, and Gam is moving the oils over here. It's exactly 1 hour. Can I go another 2 minutes? Yeah, fine. So, Kamal Lechodeshon, he says a massive Chiddush. He said when he put on these oils in the water to go wash from the Lichloch, he says, Echlami, you have to make sure not to move the skin, not to move the cyrus. Chodeshon, Mr. Kirella says, otherwise, Tiltum makes us. So my father said, it's impossible. Tell you, Shabbos, he wants to answer, maybe it's not a secret covered abrius. I'm sitting in the Valdez, it has covered abrius. What's the right of anything from my Mishnah then? You want to be right from Locha and came in town to look, so can't touch. Cash over here. The Adi Yosef, he wants a title. That maybe means it goes, when you move it, it goes back to its place. Then people come over discussing when you sit in a car, it goes up and down, goes back to its place. You go to pull, you bang, it goes back to its place. The doctor wants title, that's not called moving it. So maybe you can start arguing right from the studio. Going back to its place does not count as if you're metatal anything over here. It goes up and down. Try so, when he wants a title, he says, moving is words that, moving a little bit doesn't count. But you push it, that's nothing. That's called moving. That's nothing over here. Coming to the Hartzvi, how far I take the study of Tiferes Yisrael, he says, pushing the Shabbos clock, he wants to tie the screws in, that's moving nothing. It's moving in a little bit. Screwing something in a little bit, that's nothing. That's the mission, that's not a problem. That's not Tiltul Mukso. That's a pillow. Okay, I want to move it a little bit to affect the Shabbos clock, but that's nothing. So the Yap Yosef asks his father, the Hartzvi, so yeah, that's a pillow already. That's a pillow already. To move nothing, that's moving nothing. But to say to move a screw in a little bit, that counts as nothing, that's a Kiddush. But my son, we see over here, a Yisrael over here, that the Vada Tiltul, that makes us a Shmei Tiltul. The Chur, the Yisrael of why Cyrus or moving his skin is a little bit different, that's not called Tiltul. No one associated as being a case of Tiltul over here. Ben Hashem, when we get to Chazor Shir, we'll do half tomorrow and half Sunday. We'll have a test on Monday, and afterwards, we close it back to the Sugya of Tiltul Matzan, Simen Shin Yudal, Simchas, and Slok Rabo. I'm going to go